What's now known as the Rainbow Fire only burned about an acre along Summit Ranch Drive, but firefighters were still on that scene overnight keeping an eye out for hot spots. Fire Lieutenant Mike Anders.
Now that we're not getting as much precipitation, those tall grasses are drying out, creating very large fuel loads, and that can cause very rapid fire growth.
It was another reminder to residents there to always be ready. Local Jason Harris says after a couple decades living in the foothills, his family's taken all the steps they can, but they try not to get consumed by worry.
I don't think you have to think about it all the time. I kind of feel it's more a question of when and not if.
And because of that being the way things are in those neighborhoods, firefighters like Anders remind everyone living in those places to keep go bags ready at all times, try to mitigate dry brush around their homes, follow local emergency agencies on social media, and sign up to get emergency alerts on their phones. I'm Jim Williams.